You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. A well-fitted suit is an important staple of any wardrobe, worn even more proudly, perhaps, when production is done in mind of the environment and the price is not too hard on the wallet. The Drop is a rapidly growing London brand born out of the expertise of its founders in supply chains and technology. Stephen Stroud and Jonathan Kruger launched the company in 2016 with an on-demand model that ships made-to-measure suits to your door in just a few weeks. The pair say with just 10 measurements and two photos, their algorithm can laser-cut you a perfect suit, which means no inventory for them and no waste in production. They've raised more than £1 million in venture capital with turnovers of almost as much in 2018. With plans to expand their style offerings and customer service, and to grow their presence in bricks and mortar as well. Here's Stephen and Jonathan now with the story of The Drop.
After I'd spent my stint in China, I kind of realised that there was a tremendous opportunity to disrupt the global fashion supply chain. So I sort of had this big idea that in the long term, clothing wouldn't be made in bulk and then shipped across the world to only to sit in stores and wait to be sold, but that technology would enable a future of on-demand fashion. So, you know, this kind of combined with people sort of more aware of their sense of style, more engaged on social discovery platforms like Instagram, seeing stuff they like the look of, but, you know, fundamentally unable to find what they like offline. So the concept was really simple. Can we use technology to make clothing on demand, deliver it really quickly, exactly as people want it, you know, fitting them perfectly? And that was kind of the challenge that I put up on a job website for startup co-founders. And that's where Steve found me and I found him.
I was looking out kind of for this big opportunity. Very much kind of got to the point in my career that I wanted to kind of go out and do something for myself in building these kind of startups, because I've been building it for everybody else, you know, essentially. And I started looking and thinking, you know, I want to really find a great idea, something that I can kind of like relate to, really kind of go and dig into that and see what the proposition is, who is behind the proposition. I wanted to find kind of the opposite to me, which is really kind of massive commercial savvy, because I'd been very much kind of immersed in the technology world building those startups. Obviously commercial savvy in the sense of I'd previously worked for other businesses doing insurance sales and all the rest of it, but somebody who was kind of really immersed into their sector and really knew it well. As I said, Jonathan had his paragraph up on the internet and really kind of liked the idea, it resonated, so I asked, let's talk more, and we met from there.
I'd sort of imagine this scenario whereby anyone anywhere in the world could send a picture of something they like the look of and a few photos of themselves, and then from that the Drop would make them an outfit and deliver it to them kind of within a week. So, you know, I want this, make it for me, and that was it. And it was sort of within about three lines. I think Steve was the first person to reply to it.
So we wanted to kind of simplify the process for the user, because it's a 22 measurement fitting suit. So actually getting the user to measure for 22 measurements by themselves is quite a challenge and quite inaccurate when you're doing it and you've done it for the first time. So we thought, how can we reduce that and make it simplified for the user? So we asked for kind of basic measurement like your height, your waist, things that they can relate to. But then, you know, that's 10 and we're still missing 12. So we got invited by Microsoft to kind of go out to a 3-day AI hackathon. And we kind of explored opportunities that we could kind of produce to make this 22 measurements fitting suit realistically happen. So we had a massive data set of customers that we found off the internet and off the existing customers of all their measurements. The algorithm was that we had to train it. This is what a good, you know, fitting suit looks like for this particular user profile. So we had a number of those user profiles, and then we started kind of putting in test data. So then it was like, it's not coming out very accurate. It was, you know, measuring new users up to actually see how accurate it was. So, you know, the training kept on going on and on and on with this algorithm. We got to a point of like a slight error accuracy rate. And that meant is that, you know, it was about 3% inaccurate. And, you know, we'd continue to train it. And what that meant was that we could then produce the suit without even talking to the user, so they could kind of do it all from their home. Give us the 10 measurements, and then 22 was popped out the other end. The initial concept kind of excited me, because it was very much a one-to-many challenge, and being able to apply kind of these algorithms, the machine learning under AI, to actually this concept was really exciting. So there's so many different opportunities in the technology to actually apply to this, and actually there's only so much we can do to begin with because there's a limited number of us. But I can see that the scale of the technology is massive and what we can do is just continuous, and technology is always improving, so there's always something new that we can try out and see if we can kind of serve the customer better and delight them. So initially I saw that, you know, it's e-commerce, fashion e-commerce, then it's the supply chain, so optimizing the supply chain using technology to actually bring down those delivery dates for the suit, because obviously it's made from scratch, so there's all technology inside that piece, and actually data flows information to improve on and get better and better. And then again on the fitting side, so actually serving the customer, presenting them a nice way to enter their measurements, again we can improve and improve and improve on that. And on the side of that, it's still kind of a bit boring that they have to enter 10 measurements themselves because they still have to use a tape measure. Also we've been exploring an app that we've been building that actually kind of scans their body and actually lays points all over their bodies that we can actually start putting measurements out. So it's kind of like a tailor in your pocket, and kind of removes the idea of having to root around for a tape measure. Why not just use your phone app?
We work with three suppliers in the Far East, two in China, one in Thailand. We work with very, very high-tech, very sophisticated production facilities that, in all their cases, used to produce bulk for big retailers, and then sort of, like we did, saw that there was a huge opportunity to shift towards made-to-measure, and they've invested a lot of technology in the ability to do that. So we really look for suppliers that can hold fabric in stock that we can call off and buy by the meter. So again, part of our model, we don't want to hold anything in stock. It means that we can offer great value for the customer. We don't have to sort of manage risk in that respect. It's important that they are technologically advanced. You know, they've invested in machinery that will enable them to do things efficiently and quickly. Then there's obviously the human factor, that they employ the best possible workers and tailors. They're paid well, they're well looked after, that they're skilled, and therefore we hope that sort of often shows in the quality of the product as well. And ultimately, we see them as partners. They buy into our vision, we buy into their vision, and we bring the two together. We've really whittled it down. So, you know, long-term vision, we want to make anything for anyone, anywhere. But for now, we've started with suits for people getting married in the UK. We've kept it really, really focused. So to break that down a little bit, the reason we've started with suits is because, you know, once you've made a suit for someone, it's kind of the most technical garment, if you like. So if we get the suit right, we can then make things like jeans, chinos, shirts, outerwear for them as well. You know, why have we started with the UK? Again, we're trying to build a really great brand. We're trying to be close to our customers, and it's just not possible to do that in a really good premium way if we're trying to talk to anyone anywhere in the world. So, you know, having a sort of stylist, if you like, around the clock is really important to us. And then why have we started weddings? So, you know, we know that, you know, it's one of the most important pieces of clothing you'll buy if you're getting married. So for guys getting married, that sort of promise that we'll make them anything they want really resonates for them. So it just feels like a nice area to start off with. But from that, we can broaden out into workwear, we can broaden out into other products and other countries as well. We obsess over automation, but at the same time, we really care about offering a fantastic service. So one of the things that we see as being, you know, not so good about off-the-rack clothes shopping is that service often isn't what people expect and what they hope it to be. So we want the service to be exactly what people want. We want someone to be able to come to our website and talk to someone, get advice on style or whatever it might be, in a method that is intuitive to them anytime that they want. So that's really, really important to us, and that's not something we will look to eliminate as we grow. We've experimented with things like bots and those kind of things, but we, I think, intuitively feel that it's not right for our brand. You know, we don't have the overheads of a traditional retailer, we don't have stores, we're not limited by stock and by the range that we have available, but offering a sort of service on demand will always be important to us.
Yeah, I mean, so much that I've learned, you know, very much kind of got into the learnings around e-commerce, learnings into the fashion sector, learning how kind of all the supply chains works, because obviously I have to be able to apply the technology to do it and solve the challenges. So, you know, lots and lots of learnings around that. Investment raising is another big one. How to try and do it well. And just a massive big splash of everything, really.
It's not been without its challenges. I think if you'd asked us when we started a couple of years ago where we'd be now, we probably would have imagined ourselves being a lot further ahead. That's kind of the honest truth, and I think that's something that every startup would say a few years in. It's hard to build a product that really, really resonates with customers as a young brand who they don't know. You know, it's a high-priced item as well. When you don't trust a brand and you're going to pay the money up front and wait a few weeks for delivery, that's a huge risk on the consumer's part. So we spent a lot of effort trying to build trust in the last couple of years and really be close to our customers and understand what it is they want. The theoretical answer is we want to be the next ASOS. We want to change the way that clothing is made, discovered and bought by making it on demand. We see that, you know, the macro trend of the high street struggling and traditional ways of clothing are less and less relevant for people now. They care a lot less about paying a premium for labels than they perhaps used to as well. They've got a clearer sense of what they like. So these things all really help us. If you were asked what we kind of want to do in the next 12 months, we just want to sell more suits to more people. This is kind of fairly as simple as that, really.
Thanks very much to Stephen Stroud and Jonathan Kruger for coming in to share the story of The Drop. Thanks as well to Monocle researcher Mirjana Lagrasta and to Alex Port-Felix, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.